This is Katie Karth with Mission Network News, and today I've got Jeremy Rowe on the line. He is a signed language scripture engagement specialist for Eurasia, working with Deaf Bible Society. And Jeremy, I understand you have an interpreter there with you. Can you help us understand why, obviously you are a deaf man, but why are you using a female interpreter that's different than what we normally have?
Absolutely, I'm happy to explain that. The reason right now for a female interpreter is, unfortunately, our male interpreter we don't have available right now. So we've had to pull in a female interpreter, and I'm completely comfortable with that. Finished.
Perfect, thank you. Now that we've got that out of the way, I have a few questions for you about the Eurasia project. First of all, that's my mistake. My first question, how does Deaf Bible Society kind of start to engage with deaf communities in these Eurasian countries?
So first, I work with field coordinators who are in Eurasia, and they connect me with the translation teams that are out there. We communicate back and forth in regards to who it is that I need to work with, and then we plan scripture engagement trainings accordingly. And then once we develop that communication and we have that dialogue, you know, it requires a lot of planning. And so right now, I'm currently working with Romania. And then next month, they are going to be having a scripture engagement training plus a scripture celebration for a launch. So we're very excited about that. So what I do particularly is engage with one of the leaders in Romania, and then they pull other folks from the community. We call them 10 leaders, but those who are strong Christians, maturing in their walk with Christ, and we bring them together for a week-long training and teaching them about how to serve in their community, how to reach out to the deaf community. And then those 10 leaders, just so you know, they're not just from one area. We tried to pull folks from all over the country. So that our goal is to be able to spread the translation work throughout the entire country, in this case, Romania. Finish.
Okay. And are you only working in Romania right now, or are there other countries that you guys, or that you specifically are working with?
So I'm working with other countries right now. But my current project, I'm mostly focusing on Romania, and then I am going to be working with Spain here shortly, and then I'm going to start working with Bulgaria. So, but right now, my biggest project right now is Romania, but I am starting to make connections in those two other countries that I mentioned. Finish.
Great. And can you help us understand why it's important to teach these deaf communities about scripture engagement?
Sure. It's so important because so many deaf people around the world, they have been trained and they have this mindset that they have to read a printed Bible. But that's not in their first language. Their first language is sign language. So imagine yourself going to a different country and trying to communicate in their language, but you don't know it, and you're just overwhelmed and don't understand what's going on. And that's the same as a deaf person whose heart language is sign language, and trying to read printed words is hard to understand. But then when they see the scriptures in their heart language, they're able to understand what is going on and know what is in the Bible. Finish.
And when or how did you know that you wanted to do this kind of work? Was there a specific something that happened, or is it something God has always put on your heart? Let's focus on that for a minute.
So that's actually an interesting question, but a few years ago, the Lord called my wife and I that we would be moving. We were currently living in Missouri, and we knew that our role would not be the same as what it was. We were serving in a deaf church. I was an associate pastor at a deaf church in Missouri, also the worship pastor. But the Lord was giving us this calling that we were going to be moving, and it wouldn't be the same as what we're doing now. And we were just kind of confused, like, wait, what? What do you mean, God? And so praying so much, and then our first step was to move to Minnesota. And at first I thought, really? Okay. And so because of that, we moved to Minnesota to help my wife with her father. His health was not doing well. Unfortunately, 4 weeks later, after we moved there, her father passed away. And so then we thought, okay, why are we here then? What, we're only, her dad has already passed on. And so we thought we need to go back to Missouri, but God said, no, don't. Missouri is your comfort zone. Do not go back. Stay in Minnesota and wait for the next step. So we waited. It was a whole year before the Lord started calling us to Texas and the Deaf Bible Society. And at first we were like, okay, but then a job posting came up as a scripture engagement specialist. And so I looked into it, really felt like that God wanted me to come and help them spread God's word to all the deaf people in the deaf communities in their heart language so then they can learn more about him. And so I applied. So it's been great. I love learning about the different cultures and the different deaf communities. It's just been a wonderful time here. Finish.
And we obviously are reaching hearing people through the radio, and they can come alongside deaf ministry through giving in different ways. Most importantly, though, is prayer. So how would you ask people to pray for the deaf community in these countries throughout Eurasia?
Absolutely. Just pray that deaf people in Eurasia would begin their Bible studies by watching God's word in their heart language. Open their minds that they don't have to read the printed Bible. They can watch the scriptures in their heart language and apply it to their lives, and that they become on fire for Christ and on fire to share his word throughout the deaf community and all of Eurasia. And just help them to know that, you know, they don't have to work so hard to read the printed Bible to understand God. They can watch it in their heart language and develop that relationship with Christ. In addition, pray that we have more deaf leaders that are on fire and ready to share God's word. Finish.
Beautiful. That ends my questions. Was there anything I missed or anything else you'd like to add?
I don't think so. This was great. Thank you.
Finish. Awesome. Wonderful. Okay, I'm going to pause the recording again just so I can get your...
How is the audio? Is the audio okay?
Yeah, I think you guys are coming through nice and clear.
Okay.
Yeah. So
Katie, I just want to tell you, so I'm very happy to introduce Mike to you, and he'll pronounce his own last name so I don't slaughter it. And he's got a lot of history and stories. So if there's anything in particular, Mike's got a ton of stories that go way back. So feel free to dig in.
Awesome. I am excited to explore that. Okay, we'll start off easy, Mike. And if you could give me the pronunciation of your last name.
Bravo.
Bravo. Okay, I'm going to make sure and get that right for our announcer. And let's see. Okay. You're working as the field coordinator for Eurasia. Which countries specifically? I think there was Romania and Spain that Jeremy mentioned, but can you give us a scope?
We currently have projects translating in Romania, as Jeremy mentioned, Bulgaria, Spain, and the Catalan language, and also in Russia using the chronological Bible translation method. There are other translations happening that are moving forward, but Deaf Bible Society isn't currently actively involved with those.
No problem. That helps give me an idea of, and that I can communicate, because it's kind of difficult when you're talking about just a region that's pretty broad. But let's see. Okay, how, I guess, how did you come into this position? Like, what made you want to be, do you have a passion for this area, or is it just somewhere where you guys, or you got fit into? What, you know, what makes you passionate about Eurasia?
Well, I grew up in a bilingual, bicultural home. My mother is German, and my father of Hispanic heritage. And so I've always had an affinity for Europe and Asia. And Asia, because I grew up in the San Francisco Bay Area, which is an amalgam of all kinds of different cultures and languages. And so I just had a great deal of exposure growing up and in my young adult life. In the late 80s, I met a deaf woman who introduced me to the deaf community, and she became my wife. And shortly thereafter, we left California and went into missions training. And we had almost, you know, combined 50 plus years of ministry and missions experience together.
And as we're thinking specifically about the deaf translators or deaf translation teams working in Eurasia, how do they go about picking their teams? I mean, I know there's not a lot of believers in the deaf community, so where do they get people to work on the Bible translations?
Well, DBS's field coordinators, like myself, we make contact with deaf Christians in a specific country to determine their interest, to see what is their vision and what is their passion and how can we come alongside them in the task of reaching their country with the gospel. And a foundational part of that is having the scriptures. And as these conversations and the relationships develop, we then begin discussing establishing a sign language Bible translation in their native language. Then we encourage them, they choose their own team members. We encourage them to choose team members, particularly the translators and the team leader, who are actively maturing in their Christian faith. Ideally, persons who have grown up all their lives in the deaf community and are fluent in the local sign language is another criteria. Having a teachable attitude is also crucial. And then we come alongside and provide training and equipping for specific roles that are needed on the translation team. And then we also make contact with different organizations and individuals to provide the funding for that team, and also encourage the local churches to help fund at the level that they're able to.
And you're, I mean, as I think I mentioned earlier, you're a hearing person, obviously, working alongside deaf people doing the, deaf believers doing the translation work. What's that like as a hearing person to be involved in a deaf ministry?
My role is that of a servant. My role is to come alongside, to pray for, to encourage, to coordinate training and funding. And ask God to bless them, to equip them, to give them the tools and resources, spiritual and physical resources needed that they may accomplish all that God has in store for them, that they may go translate the word of God and be able to see their deaf community transformed by the gospel.
Okay. And as we're looking at the different countries in Eurasia, and obviously it's probably different for each one, but what are some common challenges that the translation teams face, and how does Deaf Bible Society help them overcome those challenges?
Some of the greatest challenges is access to information. And so when I engage with the team, I go in and I learn their languages as well as possible and begin to find the resources within their own country and from outside to come alongside. All right, I've lost the question. You repeat the question.
Yeah, no problem. Sorry. And
okay.
Sorry. Let me know. I know there's a lot of background noise, so let me know if I need to be louder. As you look at Eurasia, what are some of the biggest challenges that translation teams face, and how does Deaf Bible Society help those teams overcome?
Probably the greatest challenge out there is the perception of the larger community that deaf people are unable to accomplish much. They're not given the same opportunities, the same education, and so they're viewed wrongly, that they're just not able to accomplish anything, including translating the Word of God. And that's a false assumption. And so we come alongside to train and equip and release that they may accomplish those goals. Another big challenge is there is a lack of translation consultants that are able to function in sign language, who can analyze a translation work and to give commentary and feedback and adjust and suggest changes where needed to make sure that the translation in that local sign language is faithful to the scriptures. So those are two large challenges.
Were you going to say something?
Another, and probably a third, a lesser challenge is many governments and educational systems in different countries do not recognize sign language as a official language within their country.
Great, thank you.
Finished.
Okay, thanks. Yeah, I'm like, oh wait, he's a hearing person. Sorry. for the finish sign. As I talked about with Jeremy and with Dee, we're going to point people to the website for their action. But how would you ask people to pray for the deaf in Eurasia and for the translation projects that you're working on?
Well, I would encourage people to follow DBS on our Facebook page, sign up for our prayer letter, and specifically ask God how you may be part of the solution by providing funds and prayer for these translation work until all the deaf in Eurasia shall see the gospel of Jesus Christ and be able to grow in their faith and walk with God.
Amen. Beautifully said. That wraps up my questions. Was there anything I missed or anything you wanted to add?
One thing I wonder if Mike could tell is you a personal story.
There is something. When I said the 50 years of missions experience, ministry, I mean, combined, my wife 40 years. I mean, it's over 60, but maybe just say, now is this going to be recorded? Do I need to rephrase that to re-record it?
No, I'll get it.
Okay. Just actively in missions, in ministry, over 20 years together. But we were both active in ministry long before we even met, so.
And Dee mentioned that there was a particular story that you might share.
I know, I'm putting Mike on the spot. He has wonderful stories. And I just thought for maybe a bit of a personal touch on something, he might feel anxious that he could share a little something.
Sure.
Yeah, go for it. Whenever you're ready.
In the early 1990s, my wife and I, with our infant son, moved to Romania and began learning the local sign language and began doing evangelism, discipleship, and church planting. And on an Easter Sunday, I preached on the resurrection. And after the service, a deaf man came up and he said, I've never heard of the resurrection. Jesus, the dead guy who's hanging on the cross, I see him on crosses, on crucifixes all over our country, but tell me more about this resurrection. And so Romanian sign language, I explained again the story of the resurrection, and that day he believed and became a new person in Christ. And today, 25 years later, he's a faithful pastor in the Transylvania city of Cluj, C-L-U-J, and he is also a key part of the Romanian Sign Language Bible Translation, because he knows the Word of God is powerful when it is viewed by deaf individuals. So he desires to see the Word of God in its entirety translated for all the deaf of Romania to see and know our Lord Jesus.
That's awesome. Thank you. And Dee, thank you for making sure he got that story in there. I think it'll be a great addition. Is it okay if I end the recording, or was there anything else you wanted to add?
Finished.
Okay.